Ian, this is important for me, very important. Every day I see suicide bombers and I see Daesh and I see this and that. I swear to you, a piece of me dies with it. As a Muslim, I fear for my daughter, for my wife. You can, it hurts.
Why do you take it so personally?
Because I've seen it. I'm a person. Because I love my religion, I believe in it. And my religion has taught me what I am today, as a human being, as a father, as a husband, as a friend. And I come from Afghanistan, and I've seen it. I've seen the bomb blast. I've seen the human parts. I've lost family members. I've seen everything. But I just want to your listeners to think twice. If they think all Muslims are terrorists, they should think twice. That, listen, Daesh or ISIS, they have a different view. This letter says they are disobeying their own religion.
What do you say to the people who perpetrate these atrocities in the name of your religion?
I tell them you are not. You just on the face. There is a verse in Quran says, I know there are people who say La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. They read it, but they don't swallow it inside them to their heart. They are fake. They are nothing to do. They have this mentality of sickness in their head that they think their way or no way. So for me, it was very important today to read this letter that the Prophet himself has been told.
But Hassan, do you think it's possible for these people to understand that what they are doing, they think in the name of Islam, is that they're actually doing it for a perversion of Islam, but they don't see it that way, though, do they? How can they be persuaded of the errors of their ways?
To be honest, I don't understand their sickness, so I cannot even say how we can cure them. Their sickness in their head is so much that the hatred they come up with, that is just, when I sit there and look on TV, when I look, and I say, I hope, every time thing happens, I sweat to you, and I say, please don't be a Muslim, please don't be a Muslim, because it hurts.
Well, look, just
put
to...
yourself, no, put
no
yourself
I understand, I understand, and that's why, I've, in my 5 or 6 years on this radio station, I've had to cover quite a few of these terror attacks, and certainly in the first two or three, I remember thinking to myself, right, I want people like Hassan to call in and explain why this has nothing to do with me. But on the other hand, you have to say, why should you have to do that? Because it is nothing to do with you.
That's why I get sometimes angry that people don't understand. They say, oh, Muslims should come out, Muslims should do this and because it's nothing to do with me. I am the same person who gets up as a Muslim in the morning. I go to work. I bring food to my kids. And that's it. I don't plan to kill people, to bomb here, to bomb there. And all of the Muslims, 99.9%, have the same aspirations and love for life and do good and go to work. And we are all human beings.
Hassan, just so you know that you've had a real impact on our audience, let me just read you a couple of texts that have come in while you've been speaking. Somebody says, I'm so heartened by your Muslim caller with his wonderful message. Send him my love. Cindy says, this caller will do more to mend bridges than any other call I've heard. And Himal on Twitter says, this Muslim caller on LBC is real talk. Fair play to you. So thank you very much indeed for, I think, quite an inspirational call. That's Hassan in Brentford.